Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, all I can tell you, there's a lot of moving parts.
Life.
Yes, life. Life is unfolding every day, and all the planets are always moving, and every day brings a new opportunity, a new challenge, and you know what? We need to be in it to win it. What do you think?
It is. You know, it is about, you know, because the planets are moving and it's a little intense of a period of time, you know, it is all about living in the now and living in the moment. It is about putting one foot in front of the other and knowing that I like it. Every day the planets are changing.
Exactly. Now, I'm a Cancer sun on the Leo cusp, but you know what? You don't like the mood I'm in? Wait 2.5 days, it'll change. Seriously. We just went through the Capricorn moon. I have to say, that's not my best cycle, Jacqueline, at all. But everybody's chart's different. Everybody has, like, a different story and a different way to approach their, you know, their life, their gifts, their challenges, and planetary energy can open up doors and windows that you hadn't even perceived as things shift. And that's the beautiful thing, I think, about astrology that you and I both know, because we've been doing it for quite some time now, and how wonderful that can be. Say, okay, this is going on right now in the heavens. All right, when does it kind of pass? When does it start to diminish? Is it applying? Is it separating? What's going on with the planets? So it helps us to have more of a universal perspective. And I'm so happy you're teaching classes again, because I know how you teach, how much you love to teach. And I'm sure that all the people are benefiting for this awakening that you deliver, hon. Okay.
Well, I finished classes for now. I am going to be doing them at another time again. I'm glad. My classes, the last night, my class was a little disappointed too as well. So,
okay,
that it ended.
All right. Yeah, I know.
They'll change again. But
they gave the momentum, and all of a sudden they were at a stoplight. They're like, what just happened?
They got to review all that information. They got to do their due diligence work now. That's what they got to do. I'll be back.
Absolutely.
I'm getting ready to button things up, getting ready to go out in a few weeks here, change the venue.
Yes. Well, tonight, I thought it was nice to see Venus and Neptune and Jupiter all lined up so close in Pisces, and even trining the tail of the dragon. I'm like, yeah. Then I saw that square. What do you think of that one? I have had technological issues for the last couple of days, but it's right on me now. It wasn't that strong yesterday, but I still had them anyway.
Well, you know, a little bit of temperance. You know, we have that Mercury in Taurus, and it's a little stubborn, okay, and it's a little fixed. The thing I like about the square to Saturn and the moon is that it's, you know, it has a nice set of sextiles to it, to that Piscean energy. And it is about just have faith. I believe, okay? It's going to work its way. I mean, if you stay stubborn with that Mercury, that moon is going to kick in and get overly dramatic about it. And it is all about living in the day and living in the moment. So it is about, okay, set it down now and wait it out, because those sextiles come along and you've got Neptune, Jupiter, Venus all dancing with it. And I love that about it, that they're all sextiling it to go, okay, just have faith. It'll do it. Not in your time, because it's Saturn in the square, but in our time. So you just got to wait it out.
Absolutely, positively. Oh, yeah. Now, what do you think about this partial solar eclipse that's coming up on the 30th?
Ah, okay. Well, some people have called it a little hard. I'm not as hard on it as other people are. I mean, it's got all kinds of, you know, good and bad to it. It's got some squares to it. It's got some sextiles to it. It's got, you know, some trines. So, you know, it really, you know, the impacting thing is the 0 degrees, you know, really that 0 degree Mercury going into Gemini, you know. And it really stands out more than the Sun-Moon conjunction with Uranus. I think it's interesting that they're dead on. But the thing is that it goes from Taurus and that fixed thing to Gemini. And, you know, critical degrees are always critical degrees. So it's like there's some kind of enlightenment is the one thing I can say about this chart that I like about it is what I'm boiling it down to the bottom line. Sorry to babble. But I'm boiling it down to the bottom line because here again it goes back to that really – now communication is going to start to open up in a different way, and things can be seen, especially on this day, in an amazing way. You can have that epiphany on this black moon of really a stronger direction of where you're leading yourself to in your life. And it really, I think, is, especially on the East Coast, a transformative time for people on the East Coast to really spend a little bit of time on it. I think it would be an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
What do you think about it?
I love the fact that because the moon's exalted in Taurus and it's kissing the sun and they're sextiling Mars in Pisces, I think a lot of people are manifesting things, whether they're writing music, they're doing a painting, they're working on a book. I just feel it could be a very creative time where they can actually see the fruits of their labors before them in an amazing way with this particular eclipse. That's the first thing I saw when I pulled up the chart on screen. I'm like, really? I love this. So I'm working on some new things and stuff that I'm going to be doing here in Roanoke, and I know that you're going to be shifting and changing because, you know, you're the snowbird baby. but I think it's going to be very good in a lot of ways for people because – Taurus is the fixed earth sign that's ruled by Venus, the planet of love, which also in some way does rule the arts. So to buy something beautiful that also has a practical application at the same time or create one, this can be a marvelous time for that creative genius to emerge is what I'm seeing.
Oh, I so agree with you. I mean, the creative levels are amazing with this chart.
Absolutely. So anyway, so I know that sometimes, you know, you go on the internet, people get you all fired up, you're all worried, oh my God, is the eclipse hitting me? And then kind of freak out a little bit. I'm like, wait, let's just take a look at your chart and the eclipse. It might not impact you as much as maybe your partner, your child, your puppy, whatever. Because it's universal, but it's also individual with what we do, Jacqueline and I, just so that those listeners understand that. And most of you guys have called it before, the people I'm seeing in the queue. So you now kind of know what we're talking about. But I tell you what, I really like all this Pisces energy right now, especially because we've been going up into the 80s here, Jacqueline. Seriously, we had a freeze last week for 2 nights, and then all of a sudden here we are in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, how cute. We're just sitting in paradise here. Y'all keep going
right?
up and down. We're just going to sit in paradise here. Wait for y'all to stop going up and down. Yep. And that's the duality of it. You know, again here, all that Pisces energy, it's definitely a duality. You know, you have that part to it to where you're going to have it go both back and forth. But always the Pisces energy brings rain. So I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's weird. Like two nights we had to cover up vegetation, and then we had to get our butts out there and start watering things because everything dried up because all of a sudden we hit almost 80. We've been there 3 days in a row now. So I'm out there filling up the bird baths, and I'm watering my little plants out there and my little flowers out there. That's crazy. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. I suppose we should see what we can do to help them. What do you think, Jacqueline?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 650, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty. You've called in
before,
right? Is Patty
with a Y or an I?
Yes, I have. Yep. December 2nd with a Y.
Gotcha. All right, let me take a look and see if I can bring you up here on screen and see what's shaking in your life.
That would be great.
So what would you like to know tonight?
Yeah. So I'm talking to a nice gentleman, and I'm wondering what you see in terms of compatibility. I can give you his birthday.
Right.
Great.
August 31st. Yes. I'm not sure exactly. We just started talking. I'm not, like, I don't have all of the details. I know he was born in India. His birthday is August 31st, 1984.
Have
and
you still
you
live
don't
in
know.
New York, Patty?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you don't have a time. You don't know what city in India?
No, I don't. Probably Delhi.
And where does he live now?
In New York State.
Okay.
I think it's, Middletown.
All right. We can take a look at the general compatibility. We can't see everything because we don't have his time, but we can see how many of his planets interact with you, and I think that's what you wanted to know tonight, right?
Yeah, if there's general compatibility, okay. That'll be
cool. Let's take a peek. Because we have the technology, Patty.
Yes.
Okay.
What does he do for a living?
He's a doctor.
Oh, okay, good. Surgeon?
Not a surgeon. A general practitioner.
Okay.
Not a bad thing for him.
Well, I am going to look at your basic compatibility here because inquiring minds want to know.
Yes.
And, see, even though you're a Sag, you have a lot of Capricorn. And that complements his Virgo energies. Now, I don't have a time on a person. I set them up at dawn, okay? But both his Mercury and his Sun are in Virgo. And they form beautiful trines to Uranus and Neptune in your natal chart. Yours is the planet of surprises. It's kind of a wowie-zowie energy with that. But Neptune also in Capricorn. So both of you are stable in some ways, but you're also very innovative in different ways, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And his Mars sits right on your Sun, and so does his Uranus. So I have a feeling he's never met anybody like you in his lifetime, honey.
Sorry? Hello?
He's never met anybody like you. You are unique to this man. Is what I can tell you.
Oh. I think that's true.
Yeah. Now, you have a Gemini moon, but it's a little late, so it's not really interacting with his Virgo planets, but his moon isn't square to your Mercury and your Sun. It's a little bit of a wider orb than I normally use, but again, is it difficult to find time to be together?
Say
Patty?
That again?
Is it difficult to be able to spend time together?
It's a little difficult right now because we don't live very close by. It's a few hours drive. So that's sort of the challenge right now.
But sometimes there's a balance in having to get away from your normal responsibilities of the day to be together, though. So you're going to create mm-hmm. some unique time to be one-on-one mm-hmm. when you can find the mm-hmm. opportunity. And sometimes
right.
those few days or whatever it might be can be more valuable than seeing a person every single day because you still can work on your own profession, things that you're trying to do, all that. And the responsibilities that you cater to. But at the same time, you can have that sabbatical. We can laugh, relax, mm-hmm. you know, not have the cell phone on. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No, we have to work on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now you mm-hmm. take a lot of things very seriously because you're a Sag sun and your Venus is there, but you've got a lot of Capricorn, girl, okay? And
mm-hmm.
So you probably want to make sure that if you're going to invest time and energy in this, you want to see it be fruitful and develop.
Right, right.
Okay? You've got a very, very strong practical bend in your chart. Now, what do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
Yeah, that's precisely the way I called to see get your gal's input.
I love this. Okay, I really do. I think it's worth exploring for you because both of you two are dual signs, dual personalities. There are some independence issues here where, you know, he has this Saturn in Scorpio thing, and I don't know whether, and also in that Pluto, but I don't know whether where his moon sits because of not having the time
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm betting it's somewhere within those proximities to where it would be somewhere around there. So this is a very emotionally deep individual and needs time alone. The reason why I asked what he was doing for a living is because this is a guy who's a professional guy. Okay, he has to work for some large institution, government-funded situation. It's for his greater benefit, so he's probably working for a hospital or some large group or organization. But here again, the thing about the two of you is that both of you two love your independence. Okay, if you were to spend too much time together, you would drive each other nuts. Okay.
No candy cutting, Jacqueline. I love that.
Oh, it's right between the two of you. Okay. Your Mercury's trying each other. Remember that because that is such a beautiful thing. Even though you have two different thought processes, they're in harmony with each other. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
try to make so many judgments on your side because that Mercury Capricorn makes a lot of judgments, especially being critical degrees. Start to be more curious. Be that more of your true Sag energy, both your Venus and your center in Sagittarius. And you can really have an interesting relationship with this guy since Uranus is dancing with them and also your Mars. And so I say, have fun, explore, live in the now, live in the moment with us, and see what the two of you create together. Because in time, I think this can really work well. And again, I say, this is a great chart to have a certain amount of distance with. So it's not a bad thing that the two of you have to have quality of time versus quantity of time. Okay?
Yeah, but ultimately, one of us would have to move. I don't think we would maintain a long-distance relationship if it went further. So,
It's not for you to make a judgment at this time, is my point. See, you're trying to you're misfix-it. I see a problem. I must fix it. Okay? I understand. Okay? It doesn't matter. You're just exploring. You're not looking to the future to see where it's going to go. Because doing that, you're going to drive yourself nuts. I'm sorry, but you're just really hard on yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let it be.
Let it be and just go with the flow. Yeah, no, generally, so it's good. So that's reassuring, and he seems like a nice guy. Yeah, I will.
Right, just, and you don't want to always be the rule maker of what you think a relationship should be. The relationship mm-hmm. between a person is a unique and beautiful coming together, and just to get together and say, oh, I'm so glad to see you again. What do you want? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What are we going to
yeah.
do? I think
yeah.
I would be a little bit more lighthearted, and as Jocelyn would say, I'd live more in the now and in the moment with this guy because
right.
I have a feeling that he probably needs that. So you both took on a lot of responsibility very readily. And
mm-hmm.
so to have the freedom to just enjoy each other's company and take those few days and really make
mm-hmm.
some memories, honey, I so agree with Jocelyn. Go for it.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And you keep us posted because inquiring minds want to know what's going on with you, girlfriend, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Definitely. I'm going to let you know how it goes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Blessings.
All right.
Bye.
Have a sweet time. All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Something unique. Nice. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 604, you're on the air. Hi.
Thank you. Hello, it's Charlene.
Charlene,
hey, Charlene,
how
are you?
I'm okay. A little off-centered right now, so I thought, oh, it's if I'm in synchronicity, yay. Another Virgo, August 31st, but yeah, I'm pretty good, all things considering. Thank you both.
Now, are you still in Prince George or are you somewhere else in Canada?
I'm down in Abbotsford, so Vancouver area.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
What's your big
what
question?
Would you...
Sorry.
You know, Jacqueline, go ahead. What have you got there?
Well, you've got Jupiter conjunct your Mars conjunct your Jupiter right now, so something's going on that's going to change for your benefit, that's for sure. So, what would you like to know?
Having the strangest dreams. I dreamt about reptiles the other day. I don't know if it was crocodiles or alligators. They were babies. So, that could... I think I'm really mindful of my space. I don't know if I have a specific question. Health, maybe? No. Work. Let's go work, because my body is aching lots. So.
What are you doing for a living?
I work in a major big box store, so I do labor work. Now, I also do readings and, you know, in my intuitive work as well, but the store is what provides my main source of income.
I really think the thing that really needs work in this chart is a lifestyle change, babe.
Okay.
I'm not really worried about your work. You got all these Taurus planets, they're trying all your Virgo stuff. You're fine there. But because the Taurus planets are moving through your second house of where you live and the third house of your community and the lifestyle you create, you've got a lot of squares to your Saturn in Aquarius and your South Node in Aquarius. So I don't know how much social life you actually have, but I really think you need to make some shifts in this. Now, all the Pisces planets are opposing you right now, so you can be up and down with your blood sugar and up and down with your moods and your mindset, okay? Oppositions create choices. They're not like squares. So you say to yourself, okay, so what's missing, and can I provide that? And what am I holding on to or it's bearing down on me that I need to release? You've got to make some inner decisions, and you've got to look at your lifestyle a little bit here and factor in some fun. How much fun do you have?
Yeah, it tends to be all work-related fun. I mean, I do my best to have fun with people that I interact with, but...
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that because you're probably, you're so personable with your chart. And you can be very spontaneous,
right.
Can't you, babe?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. Very involved. I have a hard time with commitments on anything aside of where I live, paying my rent and not wanting to move.
Right. Well, I don't see that there's a need to move. I just think there's a need to vary your environment better than you have been. So right now you've got work
okay.
at home, okay? And the job's good, the home's good,
yeah.
but with COVID, a lot of people haven't stepped out. They become much more sequestered. And I think that it's spring now, okay, and things are changing. So I have a feeling that this might be an idea where you want to do something more, even if you wanted to do some of your psychic stuff in a different venue. You might enjoy that, like go to different psychic fairs or different things like that, that you can go to, where you can meet other people that have their own spiritual stuff and connect with like a tribe. I think that would really help you to get out of your funk. You're kind of in a funk, aren't you?
I am. It's I think like everybody in the world, I've definitely reevaluated what's important to me and how I'm not sure the right words to put it, but I'm really looking at I don't know if it's so much what I think of other people, but I'm a lot more confident in my beliefs within myself and trusting that, and I'm saddened by how people don't see the same thing, or that they're not open enough to recognize that it really isn't what they thought it is. I don't know if that's the right way to word it, but
it's like getting involved with other spiritual groups, other spiritual people could be a wonderful thing for you. And maybe you do. Maybe if you can't find a tribe, maybe you need to try and create one. What do you think about that?
Right. Yes, I certainly have. I've considered, doing other blog talking, or some way to get out there and start to just express my observations, or whatever. However, I just don't know how to do it, and I know that I need to teach somehow. Just not 100% certain the direction on how to do it.
But try a few things, as Jacqueline is going to probably point out to you too. I know she's going to agree with me. There's so many mutable planets in the heavens right now, and there's so many mutable planets in your chart. You can do this a thousand ways, hon. Just try something.
Okay.
If it doesn't work out, say, okay, make a meetup group or join a meetup group. You go there, you try it one time. It's not your monkey. It's not your circus. You go away. Say, maybe I'm going to create my own meetup group. Okay? So,
right.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay. I so agree with everything Aphrodite said. No question about it. And you are here to find your tribe. Okay, it is time to set out. I've said, I find it fascinating in the universe of how the universe works and how, we all look at it as, ooh, the pandemic kept us in. That's not how we look at it astrologically wise, because there was a time period here where it was for reflection. It was an inward look, and you did the work. Congratulations. Okay, but now, okay, again, you've been brought to this. You are this teacher, guide, counselor, whatever you want to call that you do. You counsel others is what you do. You help guide them and rebalance them. That's all this thing is as far as your service to this world, because your work is a way of life. You can work at any kind of job you want for whatever kind of money you want, but your work is a way of life is what it is. And this is the time for you to look into this. And really, like Aphrodite said, I'm on board with everything Aphrodite said. I would be going everywhere looking for everything, even if it's, something online and joining a group online. I don't mind you doing that. What you're doing is you're getting yourself back out there and saying, this is who I am and this is the work I need to do, okay? You're being of that service and bringing you out there in that service. I think this is a really awesome thing. Also, as a footnote, you have a huge, gigantic seventh house, okay? You block your one-to-one relationship stuff right now, and I'm going to tell you, you just need to set that down, okay? Be open to what's coming at you, because this is kind of like spring. It's a new blossom, a new opening, a new beginning for you. That's the reason why you're rebalancing is because it wants you to bring yourself out there, be active, and really find that tribe, find that lifestyle that you're looking for. Jupiter is presenting it to you now, okay, with Mars right on top of it. There's something right now that I want you to see for your benefit, okay?
Okay.
Life is good. Even though I know you feel drained and you're down, the way to get out of it is to get up and start moving, to start like spring anew.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask?
And you know, another thing I want to point out to you is, how much do you worry?
Not as much as I have in the past. I think my insecurities are probably my biggest burden that I'll have.
But you
to
have a perfecting intelligence because all your Virgo. You have a perfecting intelligence, and I love that. But you know, that even if something's perfect today, tomorrow you can embellish it and even make it more perfect. I really think that, again, I mean, you are, all, as Jacqueline pointed out, your seventh house is huge. And that house, the biggest thing I see with light workers like you is you have tremendous allied leadership. That's what I'd really like to see you create your own group, to be honest with you. I think you'd go crazy good with it.
Okay.
You find people you don't even know that are interested in metaphysics and stuff, and they have their own psychic ability, and maybe they're trying to develop it, whatever it might be. They might come out of the woodwork, and they couldn't find anything either. See? So you could be that way shower. How cool would that be?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I know I attract. It's beautiful, actually. I love that part of my life. And I'm just so much like Forrest Gump. It's wonderful.
You're so cute.
It's true. Well, it really is. You just never know. And they just bring you to them. It's like, oh, I love that. And I help shift them. And it's got to be one of the most gratifying experiences ever, whether it's a sad baby and helping bring some love and light onto them or whatever. It's a gift. I just want to ask a really rapid one there. Jacqueline, when I had the read, and I'm so glad I did, like you girls, both of you are so incredible. Thank you. It's helped me so much, and hopefully that money gets there soon because I mailed it. But anyway, the yod. How many do I have? I've tried to understand a little bit about that, but is there just one? Is there? When I look at it, I see a few triangles there.
You have two yods.
Okay.
Do you see the two yods now?
I'm not looking at it at this moment. If I see multiple colors at the one thing that you've sent, and I don't want to take away from anybody calling in to speak with you guys.
Oh, okay.
But I can, I'm sure I'll book another call.
One of your yods has Mars at the pinnacle in Cancer.
Okay.
Which is a sign of the nurturer, okay? And Mars is considered to be in its fall in Cancer. So sometimes you do not approach your emotions the way that you need to. You're more apt to hold it in, and then when you blow like a friggin' powder keg, don't you?
Yeah.
But that's, again, learning how to process your emotions. If you look at the sign of Cancer, it almost looks like a little yin-yang symbol, doesn't it?
Okay. Yes,
it does. The glyph is written? Yep. So, and again, Jacqueline being a Libra, she knows all about balance and yin-yang, trust me. And but that's one of the things, that sticks out to me more than the other, okay?
Okay.
And so don't worry about this, but benefit from it, because that Mars, which is at the pinnacle of the yod, forms trines and blessing lines to you, the healer. Your Jupiter, your planet of good fortune and abundance, and your Chiron, the wounded healer, were kissing each other in the heavens when you were born. And they oppose your sun, which means you have done healing work and helped people that were less fortunate in other lifetimes, honey. This is not your first tour here. You got it.
Right.
You just got it. And when you accept that, okay, when you accept that you just got it and you're just thankful for the gift, your confidence is going to skyrocket. It's about simple acceptance. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what I'm seeing. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And you keep us posted on how you're doing.
I'm going to say this real quick. What you're looking at is Midheaven, Saturn, Mars. You're looking at Mars, Sun, Saturn. Those are your two yachts.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you. I will ponder on that as I take apart my lawnmower. Thank you, ladies, again so much. I encourage anybody to set an appointment with you because both of you are fantastic. So,
well, thank you. We always like to hear from you and see what you're doing in your own beautiful practice yourself and everything. And like I said, you have a nice job. You have a nice home. You have more than most, and you can be very spontaneous. You can actually be pretty damn funny, can't you? I like it. I like it.
I could talk with you forever, easily. Thank you again so much.
I wouldn't mind putting you in my pocket one day, too. I get it, baby. Okay?
Okay.
But keep us posted. Let us know what you're creating and stuff. We can talk about it on the show. If other people are listening from your area, they can hear it, too. That'd be fun.
Right.
You could do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Not
Love
a problem.
It. Thank you. Okay.
You have a sweet
Very
night, baby.
Well. Okay, you too. Yep. Thank you both. Okay, bye.
I just like the name Charlene. You know, a lot of people don't know about other different, like, spiritual things you can do, like acrophonology. Every letter of the name has an astrological significator, especially the way it's enunciated, because when you enunciate a person's name, it's actually invocation to the spirit, okay? And I studied that for a couple of years. Oh, it was years ago. But I still use it sometimes if somebody else doesn't have birth time, or they don't even know what day they were born, because they were born in a land where that was not part of the record. It kind of helps me to tap into some of their energies of how people have invoked them all their life in a unique way. There's just so many spiritual tools out there, and sometimes people forget that. But I like it, because I like her name, okay, the way it's spelled. It's just different. And I love the Y in that name. And, you know, you talked to her about the Yod, and that's like a Y. That's so funny. I love that.
She's a lovely
You ready for
woman.
The next one?
Yeah, okay.
She's an awesome woman. Okay. All right. Airco 201, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
I mean, I've been better. I just have a question about my health. Like, what's going on in my chart?
Doesn't sound good to me. Jackie, give me your birthday, because I got four Jackies on here. Just so I get it right.
What's that? January 5th, 1965.
Yeah, in London. And where do you live now?
In New Jersey.
That's what I thought. Okay. What city? Patterson?
Patterson, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Awesome. Okay, and were you in Patterson for your birthday this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, man, you got a full-blown allergic reaction going on here. Holy moly. Look at that. Wow. I want to look at you next to the eclipse here. Let me take a quick peek. Whoa. You've got an amazing grand square in here right now, so you need to be boxed in and isolated and really taking care of yourself, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing for the last, like, week. I haven't really been anywhere. I mean,
yep.
I'm going back to work tomorrow, but
yep.
I've been feeling it.
Whatever it is you're suffering from right now is an allergic reaction to something. I don't know if it's the air. I don't know if it's the pollen. I don't know if it's food. It could be any of these because you've got this, like, it's like a triple grand square going on in your chart right now. So your energy is, like, down, okay? I'm sure your sleep patterns are not good. Your appetite's crazy. You got a lot of stuff going on in this chart today. So I'm glad you called us in tonight because I just want to verify the fact that, yes, you really do need to lay it down right now. The good thing is the Taurus planets, they're moving to the heavens right now. They can help you to work better with your immune system. Look at everything you're eating and everything you're breathing and anything you're taking for your symptoms. Make sure it's the purest damn thing you can find, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are you seeing,
yeah,
Jacqueline?
Yeah, I did have an allergic reaction to something. I don't know what it was. It actually started to itch my skin. I can't figure it out what it was.
Oh, yeah, because you have plants in Virgo, so the skin is a target, but the lungs are too, okay? the breathing energy, cause it seems like there's some mucus in there. There's some kind of a barrier that's preventing you from breathing well and digesting well, okay? So I want you to get rid of the gluten. I want you to get rid of all your gluten as soon as you can and just try it for 22 days, okay? Because what you need is you need to make sure that your passages in your lungs, the passages in your intestines are clear. If you do that and get rid of the dairy for just 22 days, all your energy is going to come back like a train, is what I'm seeing, because I have a medical background. I'm not a doctor or anything like that, but I'm just saying this is something you can do to help yourself right now. And Jacqueline's looking at your solar return. Let her go. Go, Jacqueline.
Okay, Jackie. I want you to look up something. First of all, I'd like to see you taking a propolis tincture, okay? I'm going into bee stuff right now for you because it is so deep within you. The south node is really hitting you with an old issue from the past as far as your health is concerned. So this is not your first dance with it either. At the very least, I want you to get some local honey. What I'm saying about it is that you need to rebuild your immune system is what you need to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the best way I know how to do that is through, first of all, propolis tinctures, because propolis is, it's really condensed in the bee stuff. So it really gives you a good shot when they put it into a tincture, okay? And it's only a few drops you need to put into your mouth every day, and you'll see a radical difference starting to improve the first time you do. If you want to add to that, a teaspoon of honey a day for 2 weeks can really build your immune system. So I am suggesting that. As you notice, I'm saying, hey, this is a time I agree with Aphrodite. This is a time for you to rebuild your immune system. You're stuck looking within your personal values and beliefs and taking care of yourself right now. Anything else? And I know in your solar return, you have a Mars in Sagittarius and you have a Sagittarius ascendant. You want out. You don't want to deal with any of this. I understand that. But this transformation is for your benefit. And so it is about stopping this period of time. Unlike the other girl who I said spring is sprung and you need to go, you still need to stay inward a little bit longer and take care of yourself before you get to be drawn out to the public again. So have patience is what I'm trying to say, and really do a lot more self-care.
Could you spell the tincture again? Because I have been using more honey, more with the tea. Because I had a terrible flu, week or so.
The reason why I say propolis is because you really need a good booster shot, and that's kind of what propolis is. And it's P-R-O-P-O, I think
L-I-S.
It's L-L-I-S. It's one L or two L's, one or the other.
Yeah, I can't remember either, yeah. Now, are you diabetic, Jackie?
L-Y-S-E?
No, L-I-S. No. Propolis.
Okay.
Are you diabetic?
No, not that I know of. And, I mean, I've had blood work done, and none of that shows up in there.
Then you could be a little bit hypoglycemic. Watch your glycemic index in your food. If your blood sugar is dropping too low, you're going to feel even more fatigue. And it's going to depress your spirit a little bit because you do have Pisces Virgo polarity points in your chart. So I want to encourage you to do more protein than carb. I want you to try getting I agree with everything Jacqueline said too, but get rid of the gluten and get rid of the dairy for now because I think there's mucus in there that's screwing you up bad. Okay?
Okay.
And it just feels that way to me psychically. I mean, I can point to different planets. I can tell you from medical astrology what I'm seeing, but I'm just giving you the short version right now. And I want to say something, and don't get mad at me, please. Don't get mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Be oh so patient with yourself, please. Be oh so patient with yourself because you think, this is not what I need to do. I need to do this. I need to do that. Yeah. No, no. Be very patient with yourself. Allow yourself to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And as you can play out, just really take damn good care of you for once. You know, you're so responsible in so many ways and everything, and I see that. And you're the kind of person you're happier and you're better when you're busy. But right now, be busy just taking care of you, love. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, I feel it. I don't want to be busy right now. Anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to be okay. I don't think this is something that's going to be long-lasting. I don't think it's like anything serious. But I do think that you need to take it seriously just for your own health and well-being, body, mind, and spirit, and even emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So do that and love you. Love you every day.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't be mad at what's going on with you as far as your symptomology. You know, you're getting a sign that you need to give some attention and love back to self at this time. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, girl. Keep us posted on this, will you?
I will, definitely. I definitely will. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We'll keep doing our thoughts and prayers. We're so happy we called in. You're one of our frequent flyers, and we always like to talk to you, okay?
Thank you. I like to continue to listen.
Yeah. It's all good.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate
night,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Well, we've reached the end of the queue, and so I think we need to tell people where they can find us. And also just wish everybody a very happy eclipse.
Oh, okay. Well, and happy solar eclipse. Gotta love it.
Actual eclipse. And how can they reach you, Jacqueline?
Lunar eclipse. Sorry, I'm dyslexic some points of time. Happy lunar eclipse. And here again, I think it's a good transformation and change. Just to say a footnote before I go any further, I think it's really a personal beginning for people to really open up a door for them to really see an avenue of a greater thing. And I think everybody should take the time to really look forward on that day and see a greater picture and see a better situation. So, okay, well, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110 or 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're here to help you. If you need some between times, you can always find our information on Blog Talk Radio. We are here for you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday. Have a sweet night.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.